NATO's flag has been lowered. It marks the end of NATO's combat role in Afghanistan. About 140,000 troops from 50 nations were based here as part of the Northern Alliance. Now their mission is officially over. But it does not signal the end of war. The fight continues in the country. Nearly 12,500 foreign troops will be staying here. They will be training and advising Afghan forces. So these forces would be on a training mission now.
With the end of NATO's military role, I do not think we would see a big change in the security situation of Afghanistan, because some foreign troops would be operating in this country, and of course Taliban would fight against even one single foreign soldier on the ground.
NATO suffered grim casualties on the battlefield. Nearly 3,500 troops died, most of them Americans. 20,000 others were badly wounded. Afghans also suffered the brunt of violence. The UN says over 8,000 civilians have been killed and wounded in 2014 alone. Taliban militants were behind most of the attacks. US airstrikes have also harmed civilians. NATO's leaving behind a legacy of instability. The US-led mission remains unaccomplished. Some progress has been made here regarding education and healthcare, but many believe the cost has been too high. And now, as militancy is rife across Afghanistan, it's the job of Afghan forces to protect the country and fight Taliban insurgents. Security forces have a very dangerous and tough job ahead. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.